This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Costos.
Dan Quinn. It's like if you work at like a nuclear power plant and like you fall like and like you fall asleep on the board and you like launch a nuke at one of your rival countries. Sorry, everybody. Like, my bad. He got the franchise quarterback hurt because he falls asleep at the wheel. Do the Green Bay Packers have a Matt LaFleur problem? It feels like they might.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Wonderful football Wednesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts. And in your minds, as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, are the Chicago Bulls for real? Is this serious what they're doing right now? Big come from behind win last night over the Philadelphia 76ers. I tried to tell Femi, do the Admiral Akbar. It's a trap. Felt like betting Philly was a trap. And for like 58 or 46 minutes of the 48, I got to tell you, felt pretty good. And then the end of the game happened. And here's Vucevic. And the Bulls win and improve to 6-1. And Josh Giddey looking like Scottie Pippen out there with the triple-double. Are the Chicago Bulls for real? Do the Philadelphia 76ers have a Joel Embiid problem? We will get into that and more from last night in the NBA as we move along. We'll also talk some college hoops. And I'm going to tell everybody why we currently stand at the precipice of perhaps the best college basketball season ever. I'll explain coming up later this hour. Next hour on the show, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Oh, we know it moved. We've got some breaking news in the National Football League as it pertains to games coming up for week number 10. C.J. Stroud just ruled out for the Houston Texans with a concussion. Davis Mills will start for Houston at home against the Jacksonville Jaguars. How is the side moved? How is the total moved? We're going to tell you, and every single game on the board for week number 10, including, we don't usually do the Monday Night Football game and it moved, but when you've got the Eagles visiting the Packers, the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, you bet your sweet bippy, bitches, that we'll be discussing it. It moved coming up next hour here on You Better You Bet. Three tremendous guests will join us today on the show. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger, getting us and you, dear listener and dear viewer, set to bet and win week number 9, or what was week 10 in the National Football League. Our friend Chip Patterson, host of the Cover 3 podcast for CBS Sports. Chip will join us to break down the college football playoff rankings and give us some thoughts on the big games this weekend, including LSU minus Brian Kelly against Alabama, and our pal Danny Parkins. First things first on Fox Sports 1, talking the Bears and the Giants, the NFL trade deadline, and more. Danny Parkins will join us in the final hour, the power hour of the show. And in the final hour, the power hour of the show, Femi and I will give you all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including a loaded night in the NBA, where we're expecting Darius Garland to make his season debut for the Cleveland Cavaliers. We are expecting Anthony Edwards to return tonight for the Minnesota Timberwolves as they play at my New York Knicks at Madison Square Garden. And the big one, the main event, oh baby, Luka Doncic and the Los Angeles Lakers hosting Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. We've got an awesome Wednesday night coming up in the association. Femi and I will handicap it for you. Femi and I will break it down at the end of the show. And this is just coming down because Austin Reeves was questionable like a half an hour ago. Austin Reeves has been ruled out for the Lakers. So it's Luka and friends against Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs. We'll break down the game. We'll handicap it. I might have a bet in that game, Lakers and the Spurs, as we end the show. But that is for the end. Right now. Is the beginning. And we begin the wonderful football Wednesday. Nay, the wonderful college football playoff rankings Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet with the first set of college football playoff rankings. Oh, baby, we absolutely love it. A little over a month away. Do they call it Selection Sunday? They should. The selection show. They should call it Selection Sunday. Da 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 da. Everyone get really mad about college football. Sunday, December 7th. A little over a month from now. Selection show for the college football playoff. First games, Friday, December 19th. Saturday, December 20th. We are almost there. The most wonderful time of the year. And if you think I'm talking about Christmas, you need to get your head examined. College football nirvana is on nigh. It's at hand. It is almost here. The rankings as follows. Numero uno, the Ohio State Buckeyes. You know how I feel about Ohio State. Bet them to win the title last year. Bet them to win the title before this year. Ohio State, number one. Indiana at number two. I kind of think the Giants should try and hire Kurt Cignetti away from Indiana, but that's just me. Kind of think Kurt Cignetti should be an NFL coach, but just my opinion. Indiana, the number two team. Texas A&M, three. Alabama, four. Those are your top four seeds. Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, Bama. Georgia, five. Ole Miss, six. BYU, seven. Texas Tech, eight. Can't wait for that game this weekend. Texas Tech and BYU should be a lot of fun. Oregon at 9, Notre Dame 10. You want to get people mad? Wait till we talk about Notre Dame versus Miami and where the college football playoff rankings and where those teams sit. Texas at 11, Oklahoma at 12. Virginia is the 14th ranked team in this first set of rankings. But by virtue of the fact that, you know, the ACC needs to send a team, Virginia would actually be the 11 seed if the bracket were to be official today. So here are the matchups. Right now. Right now. The season were over. Memphis would be your group of five representative and take on Georgia, where Georgia would be a 98.5-point favorite in that game against Memphis. Virginia at Ole Miss, Notre Dame at BYU, and Oregon at Texas Tech. Now, it's important to note, and I'm going to run through some of my quibbles in a second here, but it is important to note, if there is something that you, the listener, you, the viewer, if there's something that you're mad about, and we're all looking for something to get mad about, there's something that upsets you, something that doesn't quite sit right with you in these college football playoff rankings, just remember this. There is a ton of season left to be played. Maybe you're of the opinion that BYU, despite the fact that the Cougs are undefeated, maybe you don't think BYU should be ranked as high as it is. Maybe you think BYU should not be 7th. BYU should be 10th. BYU should be 11th. Who the hell knows? Well, on the road to Texas Tech this weekend, an opportunity for BYU to prove itself or to flame out. Let's say that you out there watching, you out there listening, you hate Texas. You would like to mess with Texas. And not in the fun way you could mess with somebody. You hate Arch Manning. You think he's a Nepo baby. If his name were Arch Smith, he'd be some curtain jerking jabroni. Maybe you hate Texas. Just remember, Texas still has to play Georgia and still has to play A&M. So Texas is either going to wash out or really earn that spot coming up in the college football playoff. A ton of time left, a ton of games left. So yes, we all love the first set of rankings. We're all looking forward to reacting to them. There's still so much time and so many games to be played in between now and December 7th, 1941. A day which will live in infamy. Shout out to Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And shout out to the United States Army. Yeah, taking care of things after Pearl Harbor. We absolutely love it. Let's keep an open mind for now. And remember that there is absolutely, for better or for worse, I would argue it's for better, a television show element to all of this. Want to keep people talking. Want to get people mad, want to get people excited. Just keep that in mind as we sift through these rankings, give our opinions, the things we like, the things we don't like. I'm going to run through a couple noteworthy thoughts that I have about the first set of college football playoff rankings. And let's start with the top four. The four horsemen, they're drawing nearer. On leather steeds they ride. Now we can haggle about the order. What should the order be, 1 through 4? And I know that there are some people, and like, and when I say people, I'm talking like really reputable people that work for reputable media companies that like do college football playoff projections, who projected Indiana as the number one team. And I think like you can make a case, like Indiana could have been number one, and like, I'm not going to be, oh my God, how could this be? Like, there's still a ton of season left to be played, obviously here. Like, you can make a case that Indiana should be number one. You can make a case Texas A&M should be number one. And honestly, given the gauntlet that they just ran through, it would never happen because they have a loss and the other teams don't. But there's a case to be made Alabama should be number one here. So we can haggle about the order, but I think the committee absolutely nailed it with these top four teams, and I don't think there's any question about it. And we could start with the Ohio State Buckeyes. In my opinion, the best team in the country. I think they will go undefeated and go win back-to-back NCAA football championships. They will win the Natty, and I think there's a chance that we will talk about this Ohio State team as one of the greatest college football teams ever. Julian Sayin, NFL quarterback. Multiple NFL receivers. And I just got to tell you, and I'm not even a Jets fan, right? Visions of Jeremiah Smith in a Jets uniform dancing through my head last night like sugar plum fairies. The Jets with three picks in the 2027 NFL draft. You think they're aware of the existence of Ohio State wide receiver Jeremiah Smith? You think they're aware that they know that he's real? I think so. So you got the NFL quarterback, multiple NFL receivers. Carnell Tate's going to be a first-round pick in next year's NFL draft. Arvell Reese, Caleb Downs, both going to be first-round picks on the defensive side of the ball. Sonny Styles, couple offensive linemen. This team is loaded for bear with NFL talent. And they've got the pedigree. The reigning, defending national champions. I expect Ohio State to not lose a game, win the Big Ten, heading into the college football playoff. Ohio State, in my estimation, the rightful one seed. And I think when we get to the college football playoff, the Buckeyes will be the no doubt, unquestioned number one overall seed. As for Indiana at number two, I absolutely love it. The Hoosiers should absolutely be in the top four. Have passed every test with flying colors. Went into Eugene and laid the smackdown on the Oregon Ducks. Met them on the corner of Jabroni Drive and Know Your Role Boulevard. Took care of business. Fernando Mendoza in this Indiana defense. Light up the cigs. Kurt Cignetti. NFL quarterback and Fernando Mendoza, Indiana, an absolute deserved spot in the top four. And I have no issue with Indiana being the number two seed. Texas A&M. Man. I have to ask myself now, almost on a daily basis, have I severely underrated the Aggies? Marcel Reed, Mike Elko's team, beat Notre Dame in South Bend, took down Auburn, Florida, LSU, and I think we are staring down the barrel of an A&M Alabama SEC championship game. Take a quick break. On the other side, we'll talk about Alabama and the rest of the noteworthy things about this first set of college football playoff rankings here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Here's Sellers, their second drive of the afternoon as he goes to check down the face-on. Wow! It is a turnover! Jones returns it for the Tide! Fourth and goal for Bama. Simpson, touchdown, Tide, Josh Cuevas.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The great Joe Tessitore on ESPN. Alabama's win against South Carolina. Looked like Bama might lose that game. And then here's Ty Simpson to the rescue for the number 4 ranked in the initial college football playoff rankings, the Alabama Crimson Tide. As we continue talking about the initial set of rankings and Alabama's number 4, you know my stance on Alabama. I think the Tide are the second best team in the country, behind only Ohio State. But what's really interesting about Alabama, like not just as it concerns Bama versus A&M or Bama versus Indiana or Bama even versus Ohio State. And to be clear, I would think Bama's better than both Indiana and A&M. That'll be borne out, I think, in the SEC title game if and when Bama plays the Aggies. Alabama has one of the worst losses of any of these teams at the top of the college football playoff rankings, and it feels like it happened 10 years ago. The inexplicable loss to Florida State in the season opener. And there are losses in every college football season. When we get to November, we get to December, conference championship games, and you think back to September, hell, even like the end of August, and you're going, did that actually happen? Really? I think that's where I'm at with Alabama and Florida State. How the hell did that happen? Especially when you juxtapose Bama. Bama didn't just lose that game against Florida State. Bama got bullied by Florida State in that game. And juxtapose that with this historic gauntlet that Bama just ran through, spotless, winning all of these games at Georgia, Vandy, at Mizzou, Tennessee, at South Carolina, with no bye in between. Ridiculous stretch of wins for Kalen DeBoer. And my favorite quarterback, he enters the NFL draft, Ty Simpson. And I got asked by a lot of Jets fans last night. I'm putting a lot more content on Instagram. I don't, sincerely, right? This is the truth. I don't plug my socials at all on this show, right? That's fair. Allow me to shamelessly promote myself. Instagram.com/@TheCostos. And I post this video talking about the Jets and all these draft picks and like they're going to be loaded for bear if they want to get a quarterback in 26 or 27. And I have Jets fans messaging me like, what about Ty Simpson? And I'm going, hell yeah. Yeah, man. Ty Simpson is awesome. And I think Bama is the second best team in the country. I think Bama will ultimately end up in the final rankings on Selection Sunday, December 7th. I'm just going to call it Selection Sunday. I think Bama is going to be the number 2 ranked team in the college football playoff as the one-loss SEC champion. And something that I don't want people to discount, there's a chance that these four teams that opened as the top four will close as the top four. Let's say Ohio State beats Indiana in the Big Ten championship game, and Indiana like acquits itself fairly well. Like, to be one loss Indiana with the only loss being against Ohio State, we're going to bump Indiana out of the top four. They're probably both going to be top four. Top four. And what happens if A&M enters the SEC title game undefeated and loses in like a close game to one loss Alabama? Like, A&M's going to get bounced out of the top four? Maybe. Just saying. Don't discount the possibility that the opening top four from last night is the closing top four on Selection Sunday, December 7th. So zero issue for me with the top four from the committee last night in the initial college football playoff rankings. Now, I do have a couple quibbles. I have many thoughts about some of the other ranking placements, etc. And I actually want to start, and I know that Femi disagrees with me on this because we were talking about it off air. And my sense is that you, the listener, you, the viewer, are more likely to disagree with me on this than agree with me. And we're going to find out a little bit about this team this weekend. We might find out a lot bit. I know that's not a phrase. I wanted to say it. We'll find out a lot bit about this team this weekend when they take on, well, I want to do my Vince McMahon here, when they take on Iowa. And we're talking about the ninth-ranked team in the initial set of playoff rankings, Dan Lanning, Dante Moore, and the Oregon Ducks. And it's really funny to read some of the stuff that's been written about Oregon in the last, you know, 20 hours or whatever since the rankings come out. Listen to what people are saying about Oregon and Oregon's lack of big wins. Who is Oregon beaten? Other teams have much better wins than the Oregon Ducks do. That's why Oregon is at number 9. I mean, like, Texas Tech beat Utah. Of course Texas Tech should be ahead of Oregon. Like if Oregon played Texas Tech in Lubbock, who do you think would win the game? I'd take Oregon. And what's funny is, it's like we retcon. We're making it like it never happened. We're going back in time and we're rewriting stories. Like Oregon's win against Penn State in Happy Valley in the whiteout, where Oregon's up 17-3 in the fourth quarter and Penn State forces overtime and Oregon ends up winning the game 30-24, right? It's like we are now saying that that win actually didn't matter at all. Doesn't matter. Because Penn State went into a nosedive from that point forward, and James Franklin gets fired, and he's really stinking rich. And Drew Aller gets hurt, and they lose to UCLA, and they lose to Northwestern, and now it's like, well, Oregon's best win is actually at Northwestern. Like, really? Are we really doing this? Like, I get it. Penn State has been terrible, terrible since that game. But going into that game, like, Penn State was thought of as one of the best teams in the country, and I actually think that Penn State was one of the best teams in the country at that point, and Oregon, like, ripped their souls out. And then it just all snowballs down from there, because James Franklin's got to do the post-game press conference, and he's got to say, like, actually, like, it's not a narrative. People aren't making things up. Like, we and I don't beat really good teams. It's the truth. The proof's in the pudding. And yeah, it goes to hell in a handbasket after that. But to just say, because Penn State's season has gone to you-know-what. Like, that win meant nothing. Northwestern means more. What are we talking about? Like, stop it. Stop it. I'm not making the case that Oregon should be in the top four. Obviously not. I told you I think the top four is great. I do feel like, given how good of a coach Dan Lanning is, and, like, Dante Moore is going to be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft if he comes out. Like, the team is too talented. I think Oregon, and like I was saying earlier, there's still so much season left to be played, a lot of games left to be played. We're going to find out a lot. I'm not, like raging mad about this. I do think that Oregon is a little disrespected here. And my opinion is that Oregon is better than most people think and better than the College Football Playoff Ranking Committee thinks that the Oregon Ducks are. You Better You Bet on this Wednesday. The most fun talking point coming out of the rankings. Catholics versus convicts. Akon and Young Jeezy. Convict music. Sorry. Notre Dame versus Miami. This is one of those classic debates that's like made for sports television and made for sports radio. Opening game of the season. Labor Day weekend, right? Miami on Sunday beats Notre Dame. Notre Dame with the ridiculously conservative game plan. Like, here's how conservative it was. If Zoran Mamdani had run against it, Mamdani would have slaughtered it. It was a terrible game plan by Notre Dame. And Miami beats Notre Dame in the season opener. Notre Dame then loses to Texas A&M and starts 0-2, but has been awesome since then. And Notre Dame won like it's like you need to win this game to stay in the playoff conversation by taking down USC. Meanwhile, Miami starts the season out white hot, and Carson Beck's a Heisman Trophy candidate, and then their season goes to you-know-what. Two recent losses, and not to the likes of, like, Ohio State or Alabama. No. Louisville and SMU. And not that these programs are bad, that Louisville's bad. Louisville's not bad. SMU went to the playoff last year, but still. You know, you're Miami. You've got, like, Reuben Bain's going to be a top 10 pick in the draft, maybe a top 2 pick in the draft. You've got these studs on both sides of the ball. Like, you can't lose these games. So you've got some people that will say, well, Miami's got the recent losses, and Notre Dame's been hot, obviously, since losing the opening two games. Ergo, Notre Dame should be ranked ahead of Miami. And you have other people, and I think both arguments are fair, to be clear, that says, Miami beat Notre Dame. How in the world could Notre Dame be ranked ahead of Miami if Miami beat them head-to-head? Notre Dame's 10th. Miami's 18th. And Miami's got some ACC teams in front of them. We can talk about Virginia. We can talk about the aforementioned Louisville at 15th. Miami's up against it here. And based on this initial set of rankings, Miami likely not going to make the playoff, no matter what anyone thinks about it. And I'll give my opinion on the matter with a couple things. Number one, I said it after that game. I think it was we were off Labor Day. We came back on the Tuesday after Labor Day. So Miami wins the game. And what I said is, if Notre Dame doesn't have this atrocious first half game plan on offense, you know, they want to like ease CJ Carr into the lineup. Here in the car, we feel safest of all. Gonna run these screen passes. Remember they're running these screen passes and Miami just reaches the point where like, hey, we're just going to intercept them. Like, we know what you're doing on every play. And we're not going to run the ball with Jeremiah Love as much as we should. And I said in the aftermath of that game, and I bet Notre Dame, and I lost, and I credited Miami, and credited everyone that bet Miami. What I said was, if they played this game again, like next week, Notre Dame would win. And I bet Notre Dame, and I would feel awesome about it. I think Notre Dame's better than Miami. And the eye test shows it. And I like that the committee is doing like this, like kind of, doesn't it feel like the committee's like letting it rip a little bit? Like a very vibey set of rankings here. Like Notre Dame over Miami is the vibe ranking, right? Miami beat them, but we watch the games. We know Notre Dame's better. So Notre Dame is 10th and Miami's 18th. And I have absolutely zero issue with it. And yes, Miami did beat Notre Dame. And I suppose if that's a hill that you decided you wanted to die on, like, you could die on that hill. Because you're right, like, Miami did win. But also, like, have you watched the game since then? I love that Notre Dame's 10th. Here's what's great. Like we said earlier in this hour, a lot of games left to be played. If you think Notre Dame sucks, Notre Dame will probably stub its toe on the way there. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Notre Dame's one of the best teams in the country. Two other teams I wanted to mention. And this is why, like, Matt, you got to love this expanded playoff. Just for a million different reasons. Games we get to bet on. Stuff to talk about. More teams get in. And it just creates more excitement. I love it. rivals, Texas and Oklahoma. Because at points this season, for both of these schools, they look dead in the water. It's one thing for Texas to lose to Ohio State in the season opener. Another thing entirely to lose to Florida. And Billy Napier's Florida. Another thing entirely to lose to Florida. Oklahoma is rolling. John Mateer hurts his hand. Lose to Texas. Lose to Ole Miss. And they look like they're done. But oh, how things can change in this great sport. Texas beats Vandy this weekend. Oklahoma wins at Tennessee. And they're both back in the thick of it. And what's great is, they're going to earn their way in if they get in. So if you're mad and you're like, Texas, two losses, Arch stinks, no way. Oklahoma, Mateer hasn't been the same. How could Oklahoma be here with their two losses? Like, they're not in yet. They're going to have to earn this son of a bitch if they get in. Texas still's got to play Georgia, still has to play A&M. Oklahoma, Oklahoma's gauntlet is crazy to end the year. Bama, Mizzou, and LSU. Just creates so much more interest and so much more intrigue. And I'll leave everybody with this for now on the college football playoff rankings. Last year, we saw in the second round of games, all four of the top seeds lose. Oregon to Ohio State, Georgia to Notre Dame, Boise to Penn State, Arizona State to Texas. I'll plant my flag right now. Just like we had all four one seeds make the Final Four this year in college hoops, I think we're going to have a very, very chalky college football playoff. On the other side, we'll talk some hoops from last night, college basketball, NBA. Are the Bulls for real? We'll tell you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Herter sets up a screen. Giddy races to the basket, fires it out. Vucevic the shot.
Vucevic for three. Vucevic steps up again. The grizzled veteran steps up and hits the biggest shot of the season. Oh, my goodness. Elizabeth, I'm coming again, Elizabeth. Oh, Lord. Oh, it's the big one, Elizabeth.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It is truly, truly unhinged from Stacey King on the Chicago Sports Network. Like, he's doing, what show is he quoting? Like, it's so old. Sanford and Son. Sanford and Son's like old, like, I don't, Sanford and Son wasn't on TV like when I was a kid, and I'm 42. Like Bill Zimmerman, Bill's like 53. I don't even think Sanford and Son was on TV when Bill was a kid. So you're hearing like this, I'm not even going to repeat it because I'm just going to start laughing. Like, you hear Stacey King say this and you've got like no idea what the reference is. Like, if you're in like your 20s or something, hell, you're even in your 30s. There are people my age that don't know what this is. And you hear him say this, you're like, it's a sporting event? Like, did I just turn like Brazzers on the TV? What happens here? Chicago Sports Network, courtesy of the call, as the Chicago Bulls beat the Philadelphia 76ers, which really stunk for us because we bet the Sixers last night, and I even said to Femi, it's like before we made the bet, like, kind of feels like a trap. I guess it was. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. The Bulls outscoring the Sixers in the fourth quarter, 29-16, and just an insane final stretch, and Vucevic with the game winner, and a collapse by the Sixers, so we lose our bet. Bulls win. And the Bulls are now 6-1. And this team, which it feels like basically since like Derrick Rose was no longer at the height of his powers, and I am exaggerating here, obviously. Like, this is like the start of the season. What's your best NBA season prediction? Like, the Chicago Bulls seeded somewhere from 7-10 in the Eastern Conference. Like, they will be in the play-in. Like, you can't even bet it. Like, it's off the board at BetMGM. You can't even bet it. Because they're going to be a play-in team. Don't look now. The Bulls' new adjusted win total at BetMGM following last night's win, 41.5. So this is like the old Mike Tomlin win total. Above 500 or under 500. For the Chicago Bulls. And at this point now, I don't think it's a hot take, and I don't think it's recency bias, and I don't think it's prisoner of the moment to say that the Bulls are going to go 42-40 or better. Now, hear me out. I don't think the Bulls are a threat to win the East. If they played the Sixers in a 7-game series, I would take Philadelphia and like not even think twice about it, even though the Bulls beat them last night. The Bulls are not as good as a full-strength Cavs team, not as good as the Knicks, not as good as the Bucks, not as good as the Sixers. I was going to say not as good as the Magic, but Orlando might really be bad. Like, what the hell's going on with the Orlando Magic? Like, getting blown out last night by the Trae Young-less Atlanta Hawks, not great. So I don't think the Bulls are a legitimate threat, like, to win the Eastern Conference. But they're an awesome story. They're so much fun to watch. They play so damn hard every second of the game. And Josh Giddey is blossoming into a major, major superstar. 29, 15, and 12 last night for Josh Giddey. Like, didn't work out for, and obviously there's off-court stuff also, but like in OKC, it's like, okay, Shea's just going to have the ball all the time. Like, what's your purpose of being here? So he doesn't work in Oklahoma City. But now he's in a spot where he can have the ball all the time, and look what's happening. Like, he's awesome. And the Bulls are a lot of fun. And I do think they're going to win at least 42 games in this regular season. because Giddey has emerged as a star. Got other good young players like Buzelis, a really good coach in Billy Donovan, and a team that gives effort every single night. And you know that you can't say that about every team in the, or even most teams in the NBA. As for the Philadelphia 76ers, I will preface what I'm about to say by saying this. I still think that the parlay exists for the Sixers to win the East. You need a bunch of things to all happen, and the final leg, the final boss of the parlay, the one that obviously is at the longest odds, is Joel Embiid stays healthy. It still exists. The Sixers' ceiling is still really high. Right now, and things can change as the season goes on, and Embiid gets his wins, right, and he's able to play more minutes and like look a little more spry. The Sixers have a Joel Embiid problem at the moment. And it's almost like you'd rather him not. And I know that sounds crazy because he's still good. It's almost like you'd rather him not be out there. It's a high-flying team. They're really fun. Like like Maxey and Edgecombe and Grimes and like McCain was back. He's not playing tonight and Embiid's not playing tonight and Paul George isn't playing tonight. Second half of a back-to-back. But man, like Embiid is a black hole on offense. Like, everyone's moving so fast, ball goes to him, and everything just dies. And I'm not saying it can't or won't get better as the season goes on. I actually think it will get better as the season goes on. And I'm still bullish on the Sixers. Like, I think there's a path for the Sixers to be there at the end in the Eastern Conference. But if that's going to happen, Embiid has got it. He's got to look healthier. He's got to look a little more spry than he has. Because right now, it's like ball gets to Embiid, and everything around him stops. Two other quick notes on the NBA. Oklahoma City beats the Clippers by 21 in Los Angeles. 8-0. Jalen Williams hasn't played a game. And not Jalen with INN. J-Dub hasn't played a game. 70 wins, anybody? I'm just saying. And Lakers-Spurs tonight. And we'll do it at the end of the show. No Austin Reeves, no LeBron James, Luka and the Lukettes, and J.J. Redick against Victor Wembanyama. It's going to be awesome. And when I think about this game and wanting to bet it, and Femi and I will talk about it at the end of the show, I think about San Antonio's game over the weekend against the Phoenix Suns, where Phoenix, not Oklahoma City, not Houston, not Denver, not one of the best teams in the league, Phoenix dealt San Antonio its first loss of the season and frustrated the hell out of Victor Wembanyama defensively. I am sure, given that he is an absolute psycho in a good way, that J.J. Redick is aware of Phoenix's defensive game plan of throwing wings at Wembanyama and just making sure that you are making him uncomfortable at all times. And I'm sure you'll see the Lakers try something similar. I'm willing to bet it works. All our bets for tonight will close the show. You better you bet on this Wednesday. Hit a little college basketball to end the hour. So we are now a couple days into the season, and we have now seen all the heralded freshmen play at least one game. Like, every team's pretty much played at least one game at this point. Last night, we bet Texas plus 10.5. Looked great for a lot of the game, until it didn't. As Cam Boozer and Duke beat the Longhorns 75-60. I do think Texas is going to be pretty good this year, but just outclassed by a superior opponent. Cam Boozer, 15-12. Didn't shoot well, but stuck with his game. Went 9-12 from the line. That's where the majority of his points came from. And just watch out for Isaiah Evans. 23 points. Looks to be an awesome shooter. Duke's going to be a problem again this year. And I'm going to stop short of like being like I did early last year with Cooper Flagg and company, where I still can't believe Duke didn't win the, and I don't even want to relitigate this. Just like, it was so obvious that Duke was like one of these legendary teams early in last season. It's really. You know, Sade once asked, famously, is it a crime? Yes. It is a crime that Duke lost to Houston and didn't win the national championship. So Duke, 1-0. BYU the other night beats Villanova. Kevin Willard's first game as Villanova head coach, 71-66. A.J. DeBonsa, another heralded freshman, 21 points, 6 rebounds. Darren Peterson, who's Kansas's point guard, people are saying, and when I say people, I'm like people way, way more in the college basketball weeds than me, are saying that Darren Peterson is the best player that Bill Self has ever coached at Kansas. And think about that with all the players that have come through Kansas for Bill Self. As Kansas beats the Fighting Doug Gottliebs, 94-51, Darren Peterson scores 21 points in 22 minutes. And not to be outdone, a couple nights ago, Arizona takes down the reigning, defending national champion, Florida Gators, who, yes, lost three members of the backcourt, including Walter Clayton Jr. to the NBA, but returned like the entire front court, and people way smarter than me and are way more in the college basketball weeds than me say that Florida has the best front court in the country. Kona Pete, remember that name. This is not a joke. He's actually Andrews Pete's brother, like the first round pick offensive lineman of the New Orleans Saints. Kona Pete, 30-7. Game one against Florida's front court. And Jaden Bradley goes for 27 as well. Man, you've got these four freshmen. And I'm gonna group Kona Pete in with them for now, because you look at a lot of NBA mock drafts, and Pete's a top 10 pick in these mock drafts. He's not like 1, 2, or 3 like Buza, DeBonsa, and Peterson are, but he's in the top 10. If he plays like that the rest of the season, he could win the Wooden Award. I really think that we are on the precipice of maybe the best college basketball season ever. With these, like, this NBA draft is going to be insane, and these freshmen are all going to be redonkulous for big programs. Duke, Kansas, Arizona, and hell, BYU even had Yegor Demon last year. It was awesome in conference play, and now here's A.J. DeBonsa. I can't wait for it. This year in college basketball is going to absolutely rule. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. We start hour number two, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, the great Brian Baldinger.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.